So what we want to do now is release some words. If while we were soaking, you felt like the Lord gave you a specific word, and so we're going to be very direct for the first part of this. But while we were soaking, if you felt like the Lord gave you a specific word for healing, why don't you come up and release that now?
Sitting back here, I am. The Lord's been speaking to me for a couple of weeks. And before I go and speak this, Lord, I pray that every heart and every mind is open, Lord, to what you have to say. We're in a time frame right now where the Lord is delivering specific gifts. And right now I believe that we are in an anointed atmosphere. I even felt the oil back there. He's been showing me Jacob's ladder and Jesus being that stairway up and down. And I've been saying, God, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say to me? What is that? And it can mean many, many things. But tonight he says, in order to heal, in order to conquer this city, I'm gifting those that will receive it, and I believe everybody's receiving this tonight. I'm delivering a gift, and that gift is the gift of faith. And Lord, I pray that rests on everybody. There's different measures of faith, but this gift heals the sick. This gift raised the dead. And this gift conquers all. And Lord, I just thank you for that. Lord, in all resistance towards that, Lord, just cover that right now, Lord. I thank you for your anointing. And Lord, we receive the gift of faith in here in Jesus' name.
So anybody else have a word of healing? While I was soaking, I heard the Lord declare that there's somebody with a knee injury, your right knee, that the Lord's healing that, and that there's somebody has a fracture in their leg, and the Lord's healing that, and there's some sort of lung issue with shortness of breath and coughing, and the Lord's healing that. Just ask the Lord to give us a word for healing here tonight. And as you receive it, just come up and release it. And be specific. It wasn't until the widow's oil ran out that the supernatural supply came. she had to realize that she had none. She had to spend all that she had. And then when she realized she had none, supernatural provision came. And it never ran out. It never ran out. And I just felt like when we were worshiping, that the Lord was even using it as an illustration. And He was saying, I'm going to let your set get finished. And then I'm going to be in the unknown. I'm going to let you exhaust what you have, what you know, so I can be revealed in what you don't. And so the Lord's declaring that now. Don't rely on what you know. Don't rely on what you're strong in. Allow a supernatural release to be released in the dependence of faith. So right now, all over the room, just ask the Lord to reveal healing for somebody, for yourself, for a family member, but just to reveal it. And then when you get it, come and release it.
I just want to encourage you, first of all, just to don't think too hard, because if you think too hard, you'll talk yourself out of it. But I feel like there's somebody at the bottom of their foot. I don't know if it's a caved arch or something, but there's like at a bottom of your foot, either one didn't have a side, but if that's you, I want to pray with you. Okay. Sorry.
Laying down over here, I heard the words relationships, that right now we are going into a time to raise up new beings in Christ, but to do so we must mend the relationships that have been broken in our past, be it with family, friends, exes, anything, but especially with our parents. If we can't heal those relationships with our parents, we will be hindered.
As we were playing, my right wrist began to heat up. Is someone dealing with wrist pain in the right wrist, carpal tunnel, possibly? I'd like to pray with you, if so.
So let's do this. If you need prayer and you're here tonight, or you'd like to stand in proxy for somebody who needs prayer, why don't you stand? If you need prayer, or you want to stand in prayer for somebody, just stand up right where you're at. So for those who are sitting down now, let's seek the Lord. And then when you feel impressed, just get up and go to somebody and pray for them. Right?
Thank you. Hallelujah. Last night, during my sleep, I saw a vision from the Lord. There was this wounded animal in a distance. So as I got closer, it looked like a dog, like a wounded dog, and it was bleeding all over. And I'm like, what's up with that animal? So it started coming towards me, and I'm trying to keep my distance, and it keeps coming and got real close. So it was real tore up, like some other dog had mauled it and wounded it, and it was bleeding and whimpering and crying, like looking for help. So my heart started bleeding, and I just felt like, Lord, this is a real painful sight to behold. So it came right by my leg, and I'm trying to keep a little distance. I'm like, I got blood on my leg from this strange animal, but I felt like I started to cry for this animal. And then the Lord spoke to me in my sleep, and he said, if you can have that much compassion for a wounded animal, how much more compassion for one of my wounded children who need healing? So the Lord said, stir up the compassion. It's not the lack of the anointing, but it's the compassion in our hearts combined with together with the anointing that will bring healing to those who are wounded, who are crying. It's not so much that we lack the power, but the Lord say, you got the gifts, stir up the compassion and go and bring healing to my people who are wounded, who are crying. And if we can cry and have mercy for a wounded animal, how much more for one of his children who are hurting?
As I was praying, and we'll begin to wrap up here, but I wanted to share this. I heard the Lord say, Troy, I need you to start praying the promise to your fears. He said, don't pray the promise to relieve a symptom, but pray the promise to your fears. And I don't know what that means to you, but to me it means I pray past tomorrow, and I pray into generations. And I hear the Lord saying, it's time for us to begin to pray into generations like this. I have this dream of revival. And he says to me, that's true, Troy. I want you to pray for revival, but I want you to pray for the promise of revival. What does it ultimately look like? He said, pray that prayer to me. I said, okay. It looks like this. It looks like my children's grandchildren living in the promises. He said, be more specific than that. I said, okay. It looks like Preston's children leading churches full of people that are hungering after the presence of God. He said, that's it. And then he said, pray again now. Pray to the promise. He said, pray past the fear and pray to the promise. I said, okay. So I began to pray for my daughter. I pray for all my children, but specifically, he said, pray to the promise. What's the promise? Lord, I pray that, you know, that my daughter would walk in the purpose and the destiny that you have for her. Be more specific, he said. I pray, Lord, that she would meet a godly man, and that they would You know, and then I began to name him. I even began to name this man. And he said, that's exactly right. Now you're praying to the promise. You're not praying past the fear. You're praying past the fear to the promise. You're not praying because of fear. And so the Lord's just declaring tonight, pray to the promise. And what does it look like tonight for you? What does the promise look like? Don't pray past the symptom. Don't just pray for relief for tomorrow. But God is declaring, pray for the generations of the promise. Like, what will happen if this prayer happens for the next generation and the generation after that? What does that faith look like? And begin to pray specifically for that. Let's do that tonight. Before we finalize with that prayer, are there any more words of healing that need to be released? If you're here and you have one and you haven't done it, this is the opportunity.
Concerning the relationships, basically God wants to heal broken relationships. Relationships on your job, your friends. And it doesn't mean that you so much have to be friends with them. But the Lord has spoke to me and he said, ask for your enemy. And I'm like, ask for my enemy? Now my flesh was like, chop the head off. But the Lord said, no, ask for your enemy. And basically what he was saying was, ask that tension, that the relationship between you and that individual be mended. It doesn't mean that we have to be buddies or anything like that, but that the wound that was inflicted on both of us be healed, so that when we come in contact with each other, there's no tension or animosity. So what God is saying is, ask for your enemy. You know, he will restore, or he will heal the hurt between the individual. And just to give a praise report, I had an issue with my son's teacher, and I had stopped speaking to her because she had offended me. And then the Lord dealt with me about that. And I mean, I was really dealing with that because I'm like, Lord, I don't want to say anything to her because I don't feel like saying anything to her because I'm not a phony person and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not. And so, make a long story short, the Lord prepared the atmosphere where I came into the room of my son's class this morning and there she was right there. And the Lord said, there she go. Now is the time. Now go and mend and make that relationship right. So I'm like, oh God. So I went and I told her, I said, Miss Kreider, if I said anything or if I've done anything to offend you, I'm sorry. I want to make it right. And to make a long story short, that relationship was restored. It was mended. So now I can still be that light in her life, even though she might not see the light as of right now again, but I am that light. I'm able to go back in and minister when the time is right, because that's how our relationship started off, was me ministering, but the enemy came in and he severed, but I was able to go in and make it right. So ask for your enemy.
As we were sitting here and we were praying and asking God for a word of knowledge, I seen two things. One was the right shoulder. It looked like the rotator cuff was torn pretty bad, like right around, just torn up real bad. And I felt my right arm numb. I don't know if it's a male or female or what has caused it. You? I'd like to pray with you. And also, I seen glands, swollen glands. And I started wondering, I'm like, Lord, I don't know anything about glands. But the Lord said it wasn't from what you've done, but it was somehow inflicted on you. and they're swollen. And God wants to heal you of that too.
So let's all stand. And in your mind, as we close tonight, just address your fear. What is it that the enemy uses against you? What weapon does he use against you that causes you fear? Close your eyes, all over, close your eyes. Think about the weapon that the enemy uses to create fear and panic in your life. And when he uses it, it overwhelms you. Think about it. What does he use against you? What weapon does he use against you? And think about how you've responded in times past when you feel this fear. And the scripture says that no weapon formed against you can prosper. So the word of the Lord says no weapon that the enemy uses against you can kill you. Nothing that he's using against the sons and the daughters of God can overcome them or is more powerful than his word over you. And now take away the power of the enemy with your prayer. So whatever that fear was, now pray to the promise for the generations. So whatever that fear is, break that fear by declaring the promise over the next generation. And go even further and declare it over the generations that will come from that generation. Declare it 3 generations. And then once you get that established, declare it to 4 generations. Begin to declare it now. Right there where you are. Begin to declare the promise over the generations. Now, what does the Lord declare? That no weapon formed against the generations shall prosper. So we break poverty over generations. We break drug abuse. We declare that our children will not be abusers of drugs. And we declare, God, that they're functional. God, that they operate in such power over the enemy. We see if you have a son or a daughter who's occupied by drug abuse, now just begin to declare over them that they actually run a rehabilitation center for those who are previously addicted, and that they are setting the captives free now. We declare it over the generations that they run rehabilitation centers, that the power of the enemy, the fear of the enemy, is not able to create a prison for them to live in, and we set them free now by the power of your word that says they shall overcome and they are more than conquerors, and that weapon that's formed against them, it cannot prosper. Begin to pray like that over the fear. We declare over a spirit of violence in this region. We declare that sons, we declare sons now, God. Sons of the Most High God. We declare sons of the Most High God that the spirit of adoption goes out and creates sons in the earth. And that these sons operate with such a power of love. That these sons operate with such a power of love that they create
habitations of love. They create sanctuaries of love. They literally create sanctuaries of love now. We declare it and we see, Lord, we see sons in the earth. No longer hopeless, but full of the hope of glory. Come on, speak to the fear tonight. Declare the promise over the generations. You see generations set free by the power of your word. Thank you, Lord, tonight. We thank you tonight. That what the enemy has stolen, he must restore sevenfold. So Lord, tonight we bless you and we thank you. We thank you, God, that you heal and you make alive. We thank you, Lord, that there is this mantle of faith coming upon us. And already is. There is this mantle of faith coming upon us and already is, Lord, that we will begin to operate in such a way that we will not be stricken by fear, but we will be stricken by faith. That, Lord, in the face of resistance, in the face of circumstances that oppose the promise, we respond by faith. Supernatural faith will come out of our minds, will come out of our hearts, will come out of our mouths. We bless you tonight. We thank you for this time together. Bless all those here, those watching, Lord. We send now the word to heal them. We pray, God, for Tom Evans. Declare supernatural healing over Tom Evans tonight. Over Elder Ron Moore, we declare vision. Great vision. We thank you, Lord, that you will just bring comfort and consolation to families who have previously and recently experienced a loss, that you would comfort them and bring them peace. I pray for destiny and purpose in this room. Destiny and purpose, Lord. Help us to be focused more on occupying heaven in the earth rather than occupying a place in heaven someday. But Lord, knowing, God, that our place in heaven is secure, but Lord, being more occupied with bringing heaven to the earth as we are the ambassadors to do so. We give you praise tonight. We thank you for this time together. You are mighty and matchless. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As we're making our way out tonight, we want to give you the opportunity to give. If you've come with a gift, your tithe or your offering, we'll have the ushers at the door. They'll be receiving that on the way out. Pastor Cason is excited to deliver the word this Sunday. He has an amazing message scheduled for you. Don't miss it. Bring somebody with you. God bless you as you go. If you need prayer, you just want to linger in the presence, you're welcome to come and do so. God bless you. Live right. Love everybody and pray hard. We'll see you Sunday at noon. God bless you as you go.